Isaiah 43:2-3 says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God." When I look back, this is a verse I can see in many moments of my life. Hi, my name is Hannah, and God has always been a part of my life, whether I was aware of it or not. When I was young, my family and I would attend church on Sundays and Wednesdays, but instead of it feeling like an opportunity, I just felt like it was something we did every week. I didn't really understand who this Jesus figure was quite yet. During my first 2 years of middle school, my faith was becoming a little bit more personal. I was starting to actively study the Bible, attend my church's youth group, and have a more active prayer life until circumstances made it harder for me to hold on to that faith. During my 8th and 9th grade years, my mom faced some serious mental health struggles, one of which were paranoid delusions, where she believed I was against her, out to get her, talking behind her back, et cetera, et cetera. This led to, excuse me, a massive shift in our relationship. I had to walk on eggshells, make myself practically invisible in our home so she wouldn't have to be upset when she saw me, and deal with emotional outbursts when she did. There was even points when I wasn't allowed in my own home for days at a time. I couldn't understand how God would allow my life to be like this. I knew that God was real, but at that point, I didn't believe that he truly cared about me. So I decided that I would try to handle everything that was happening on my own, which obviously did not go well. And that led me to face my own struggles with depression and self-worth. A year or so later, after my 10th grade year, I attended church camp simply because it was something I had done every summer. And I didn't want to learn about the Lord. I just wanted to have a fun week. But of course, God had other plans for me. He used my cabin leader to show me what God's love actually looked like through how she interacted with me. God also used the message from the camp speaker to speak his loving truth into the lives that I was believing about myself because of what I had gone through. It was then that I realized that God had been by my side through every struggle that I was trying to face. I just hadn't turned to see him. When I was trying to navigate the strained relationship with my mom, he was there. When I was fighting my way through depression, he was there. When I was sure I couldn't keep going, he was the one keeping me from being swept away by the river that I had found myself in. I rededicated my life that week, and I began to truly know Christ on a more personal level, seeking an active relationship with him. I knew that if God cared enough about me to meet me where I was and walk with me through my struggles, I wanted to do what I could to actually know him more. But, of course, what is life if not constantly changing? Again, I found myself unsure and fearful when my dad was diagnosed with cancer in February of 2022 and passed away in October that same year. Those 9 months were filled with so much change and uncertainty. I adjusted my schedule to be home more and help as much as possible. I didn't know what would happen from week to week, whether the chemo would work or how the scans would look. And when my dad did pass away, I felt a short moment of peace knowing that he wasn't in pain anymore. But soon after, it was replaced with anger. I knew that God didn't cause bad things to happen. Working in ministry, that was something that I've told other people many times. So I wasn't mad at him because my dad got cancer, but I was mad at God because he didn't fix it. He didn't heal my dad or send some miracle cure to make everything better, even when I knew that he had the power to do so. After my dad passed, the uncertainty that I had only grew. I had imagined that my dad would be around for a long time, and with that taken away, I was unsure about what my future was supposed to look like without him there. But just like before, God was still there. He surrounded me with people who stood by me in my grieving. When I was worried about moving over 1,000 miles away from my family in Iowa for a job, less than a year after my dad's passing, he showed himself through providing me with my job here, working in camp ministry, much closer to home. In the past 2 years of living here, God has continued to show his presence in my life through the community, opportunities, and guidance that he's given me. And the anger that I had towards God, I wish I could say that it's completely gone, but I don't want to lie to you. With time comes healing, but every now and then, I still get upset with God for what happened with both of my parents' situations. But the most wonderful thing about God is that he will always stand by you, no matter how much your emotions try to sway you. Through every hardship that I've faced so far in my 24 years, God has proven to me that he is faithful, he is constant, and he is loving. Even in my hardest moments, he has held me up when I could not stand on my own. And no matter what comes, God's strength will continue to sustain me. Thank you.